4:32 to the audit committee meeting. Thanks everybody for being here. We have quite a bit of stuff going on today. We're going to meet and discuss everybody what their thoughts were. Ken, thanks, Ken. We're just starting. So, call meeting to order. First thing, the minutes are going to go around from the last audit meeting. Did everybody get to look at them, the committee members? Any motion to approve them?
What was the difference between the difference between the two versions? I didn't have a chance to read both.
First, it said audit committee at the top instead of meeting committee.
All right.
And I clarified some of the remarks that Ken Wishnick made.
Okay. Are you okay with the minutes, Ken? Did you see you saw the latest one?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a motion. Are you okay, Ken? Can I answer your question?
Perfect,
motion and a second. Is on the floor. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, carried 7-0. Okay. What we're going to do quick, we're going to go around and introduce everybody. Just I know there's some new faces here, so we'll go real quick. Starting with Fawn.
I'm Fawn Tantillo. I'm the legislative clerk for the committee.
I'm Carol Ann Armstrong. I'm a senior buyer in the purchasing department.
I'm Richard
Jeremy,
legislator.
Tracy Bartels, legislator.
Kathy Weiner, counsel to the legislator.
Sure. Ken Wishnick, legislator.
Erica Gehr, minority counsel.
Ken Ronk, legislator.
Hugh Reynolds.
Hugh Reynolds,
Elliot Auerbach, scroller.
Ken Cornell, deputy county executive.
Thea Vranna, county attorney.
And Rich Perry, legislator. Okay, thank you, everybody. So we're going to do now, Ken Ronk.
Who was new here?
Me. Carol asked to do that. She knew everybody, so it was for...
That's fine. I'm busting chops because I remember everybody from the last meeting.
Yeah, no. So Carol asked, so we're...
You didn't think you remember that.
It is what it is.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to go into executive session to discuss discuss the RFPs and the press proposals and decide where we're going to go from here. So, any questions on that? Palm Slide, DJ, questions?
I'm here if you want. You know, I did render an opinion, so I'm here to answer any questions you may have. If you want me in executive session, I'd be happy to go there. I also want to tell you, thanks. I also would like to tell you that when you do your scoring, that the scoring sheets are foilable. Your comments, if you write personal comments, they are not, okay? So you need to know that before you start making certain.
I would just make a comment. Before we go to the executive session, I would maybe take a poll and see if we conclude that there's 2, 3, 4 firms that we'd like to proceed interviewing, and then just do that. Have those firms come before in the future, ask them various questions, and then go into the executive session thereafter regarding what we want to talk about and who we want to select.
I think you should go in executive session and do the whole discussion
prices
prior.
Well, mm-hmm. How do we discuss which 4 we want?
I don't know how you scored them. I mean, I think it's very evident there's...
But you don't know, that's the point, you don't know how I scored them, so we have to talk about
But that's what I'm saying, if everybody can conclude there's 2, 3, 4 firms that there's no questions asked, we'd like to proceed with that, then we eliminate 2 right off the bat.
How do we conclude that without discussing it? And how do we, if we can't discuss that in public?
I think we have to do it in executive session.
But if you have firms 1 through 6, and firms 5 and 6, nobody seems to be able to qualify, or not as qualified as 1 through 4,
Well, I think we do that, but I think we do that in the executive session. I think we're all saying the same thing, but not necessarily.
I'll discuss it wherever we're supposed to discuss it. I'm being told it's executive session.
I would prefer executive session, yes.
Well, when you say you prefer, I mean, are we supposed to be?
Well, we're discussing contracts.
Well, then, here, yes. Why don't we just do it this way? To the legislative council, is the manner we should be doing this in executive session?
If you're discussing the firms, I think it has to be in executive session.
So
Can I make a motion to move into executive session?
We have a motion. Are you the second?
I'll be the second. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor? Close. So are you. We'll let you know. We'll, any minutes, there'll be minutes.
Anybody here?
Oh. No. Okay, Legislator Bartels. Okay, we're going to let the record reflect that we didn't take any action.
And no then, vote. Can I make a motion that we call all the firms in for an interview?
Second.
There's a second. Any discussion?
And during that time, it will be a half-hour presentation they will make to us. We will submit questions to Carol. Any additional concerns that we have will be answered through the firms that will come interview.
And this is on the 23rd.
That's our goal. Unless, well, you said they'll be here, right?
I think they will.
Okay. So and then immediately job, thereafter, we will have discussion on said.
Right.
Yes, we can discuss it that night, and we can plan to vote or to get together again. But
I think, like Tracy said, while it's fresh in our minds,
exactly.
We should probably.
Yeah, can we circulate around the kind of the total of the questions that are being sent? So
yeah, sure.
Yeah, we will get that. So I'll get it to Fawn now.
Fawn, you're the we've elected you as the repository for all the questions.
All the questions, and you and Carol.
Congratulations.
And I'll forward them to me, and I'll. Then I'll send them off to the vendors.
Before we set the, is there? I'm sorry, just occurs to me. Would 4:30 be terrible for anyone? If we pushed to 4:30, would it make it a little easier for you?
So all easy, yeah. Whatever works for. Sure. I was thinking earlier to help Carol, so she's not here late. That's fine. Is everybody okay with 4:30? The 23rd. So start at 4:30 and stop 4.
Like, we have county daycare.
Silver Mike's office.
Okay, so is everybody okay with that? All in favor?
Thank you.
There's a motion, a second.
We're on the 4:30.
4:30. I mean, we don't have to. That does not have to be a resolution. You know, that doesn't.
And Richie's bringing food.
I'll bring some
food. I'll bring food.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
I'm not opposed.
Okay.
And then on, just on the record.
2:00.
But the issue of the audit of the sheriff, I would like to discuss. I mean, I think it is a question that you may be asking of the firms, you know, of all of them, but I do think that there might be value in doing a totally separate RFP for a specialized firm, especially if we're looking beyond a strict financial audit. So that's something maybe this committee can think about. Just before the committee's dissolved, we could talk about it.
Just a point of information on that. You've thrown the word sheriff out there. Sheriff has three divisions.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if we're looking, you need to be specific to where you would like this firm to focus. Do you want them in the civil division? Do you want them in the corrections division? Do you want them in the, you know, the road patrol division? And then within that, what is the objective of the audit? Is it a financial audit? You know, and what records are we expecting them to audit? I think we need to know all that before we pose it to the firm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we didn't know going out with this one.
Yeah.
And are there special auditors who do that corrections?
I know of one who has previously audited the sheriff's department.
Okay.
I assume it's their specialty.
Okay.
When do they do that?
I think the last time, well, again, depending upon what we look at, they did this civil division audit, and it was done, I think the last one was done in 2009, I think.
Why was it done?
Well, sheriff requested it.
And do you actually do?
We've audited the sheriff's department in three different areas already.
And those are, but when you showed me those, they said they were, you know, it was a report. Is it the same thing? Like maybe you can. I mean, is it with auditing standards?
It's with auditing. It's with auditing standards. And like I said, I'd invite anybody to come in and speak to Ron on that.
Okay.
Would that work as a basis for an outside auditor?
I mean, they certainly can review our work papers and the final, you know, report, and that may give them entry into where they want to go, but I think we need to know that. You know, we need to know where we want them to go.
Yeah, well, that was my thing. Will that give you a basis of where you want to go?
I'll let Tracy read them, and she'll tell you.
Yeah, I've read at least two of them, but I need to touch it down here.
Most of your drone.
So moved.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything, Carol.
Yes, I will.
That's not quick, huh?
Oh, it is?
I'm sorry.
No, everybody gets prepared.